If you can remember when The Accountant played Daredevil, you might be too old for this shit. And so are we! Everyone, welcome to a very special edition of Too Old for This Shit. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside Steven Sadak. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. We are here to do a special Too Old for This Shit edition here, sort of trying to talk about as much as we can and the time we can, in the time we have, rather, this amazing Daredevil Born Again series that just ended this week. I should say, folks, right up front, one, thanks for being a top-tier Patreon subscriber. You're the only folks that get this. Mm-hmm. But also, make sure you watched it all. This is going to be 100% we're talking about it all. Like, if you're familiar with On Screen Live and we do stuff there, it's generally pretty spoiler-free. This is the spoiler zone.
Yes, and we're going to be talking, I think, a lot about the finale, specifically, A, not just because it's very much in our heads, but also because it was awesome and it was so big. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of finale talk. So if you haven't watched the finale, if you're like, ooh, I'm going to do that, I'll watch the finale after I do. No, watch the finale first and put this on.
Watch the finale first. Indeed. Also, there is a little mid-credit stinger that's hilarious. So you don't want to miss that, folks.
It was funny. This is speaking of how good the finale was. You told me that I missed the stinger because I always forget the shows have stingers sometimes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, I'll probably just watch the stinger in the morning. And I was like, what if I just watch the whole thing? And I just watched the whole fucking thing again.
That's
this morning.
Awesome. I want to go back to it. I think this is an interesting place to start because I feel like, I mean, I love this. I think it's like my favorite fucking TV of the year. But we really dodged a bullet here because if you read up on what they were trying to originally do for this, it sounds like baby shit.
Yes. It seems very much in tune with, which I did not watch, that She-Hulk show where it's like, it's a law show primarily, and it's going to be a law show, and then maybe some, because which is always like, and I can even start here, it's like my least favorite part of the original Daredevil series, which I did love, the Daredevil show on Netflix, not the comics, was always the Foggy Karen fooling around. And again, it added levity, and you know, I like that show, and actually, like, it's funny when Deborah Ann Woll comes back in the finale. It's like, oh, right, she was the heart of the show. And like, she like becomes that again. And I'm like, oh, that's what this sort of was missing. But even still, like, that stuff in the original was like, I think just sort of the math was off on it. And every time like they would show up, I'd be looking at my phone a little bit. Not like, not a lot, but just sort of like, oh, what is on Twitter these days?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think it's interesting, like, she comes back in the finale after only appearing in the first episode. And maybe she's also in this briefly in the second one, I think, but she's not in it a lot. And it's interesting that you say that she's the heart of it, because I think for Matt Murdock to get where he needs to be and for Daredevil to be at the level he needs to be, the heart has to be ripped out for most of this.
Yes.
And none of the other women in his life, none of the other people in his life, not just women, anybody, nobody is filling that Karen Page gap, that missing piece of him.
Yes.
And it's necessary for, like, the darkness where this place goes. You know what I mean?
And from what I know about Born Again, the actual comic series, or, you know, not, you know, just comic run anyway. No, it wasn't its own series. It was Karen Page was addicted to heroin, and
that's Frank Miller for you.
Oh, Frankie's back, baby.
What if this innocent girl was hooked on horse?
And she was doing porno, and like, just to score some more H, she sells Matt's identity to the Kingpin, and like, that's what the story is.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I've got that. I mentioned briefly on the air whenever it was, I went on that Daredevil's comic shopping spree. Mm-hmm. That is on deck next, is Born Again. I'm very excited for it. What's funny is, and I feel like comic stuff, Marvel stuff, like, they do this all the time where, like, we're calling it something that's a title, but it's got nothing to do with it. So this is Born Again, and it's not the Born Again story. What it actually is the there's the trade. I just read it. The Mayor Fisk saga is actually what this is closer to. This TV series is closer to, because, like, obviously by the title I just said, Wilson Fisk becomes mayor of New York City.
Yep.
You have the fucking serial killer Muse running around in that story too. So there's like, and I was reading it just like whatever it was last week, like, oh, that's where a lot of this comes from. That's kind of cool.
That's neat. And I mean, like, I mean, the mayor stuff is really cool, and it's really, I mean, it's really timely, honestly. It's surprisingly timely.
It's stunning to me that this made the air, frankly. Yeah. Like, it really, I mean, because, like, we're talking about, you know, replace mayor with president.
Yes.
It's what's going on right now. And it's kind of crazy that that Disney was like, yeah, you can air it.
And it's not even, I mean, there's this punch is pulled, obviously, but not many, honestly. And I there was a line that I only caught the second time around in the finale when that dude, Buck Cashman, who's like,
oh, dude, Buck,
who's like fake Wesley this season.
Yes.
But like, he's more edgy. When he is leading the commissioner into, and I mean, again, anytime you're dealing with criminals and you're in a room covered with clear plastic, you're in huge trouble.
Absolutely.
But he's leading him into this space, and like, the guy is like, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're all just a bunch of criminals, aren't you? And then he says to him very pointedly, he's like, the people of New York elected Mayor Fisk. We are just honoring that, which is like,
yep,
the number one fucking fascist fascist Trump excuse. Like, well, look, he won an election, so he could do whatever he wants ever. That's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're just doing our jobs, man. I'm just working on this guard tower. What do you want me to do about it?
The man won an election. What do you want? He gets to deport people to El Salvador, no matter what.
We're going to take the criminals from Hell's Kitchen and bring them to that El Salvadoran prison.
I was waiting for El Salvador to show up in this episode, but maybe it's maybe next season.
Yeah, I think this season was possibly completed before these things were going on. But yeah, so taking it from an 18-episode case of the week kind of thing, it was going to be episodic. And good God almighty, especially because thinking about the fact that, folks at home, you can't see this, my jaw is still on the floor from one act of violence in the finale. Like, they wanted to do like a PG rated Daredevil world, and you can absolutely miss me with that idea.
And it just, it would be so incongruous with what the, I mean, and this actually amps it up from what the Netflix show, even though the Netflix show had its moments, you know what I mean? This, I feel like we never got this gruesome in
a dude's head explode like a Gallagher watermelon. No, I don't think that was on the Netflix show.
I don't remember it. But I mean, like, and again, like, I was so happy to see this come back. I love Charlie Cox's Daredevil.
Yeah.
I really like Eldon Henson as Foggy and Deborah Ann Woll as Carrot. And I love, capital L, love John Bernthal as the Punisher. And that's great to see my friends back, and like, to just, that isn't like an offshoot that we're not going to pay attention to anymore. It's nice that it's back in the fold.
And, you know, it's interesting because I don't know what the series was going to start like before the rejiggering, which actually, oddly enough, we have the 2023 strike to thank for all that. They had shot 6 episodes, and then when they couldn't work, I guess everybody kind of like checked their notes and were like, this needs to be retooled. And so it goes down to 9 episodes here, 9 for a second season, R rating, all of that stuff. As I'm talking about this, I forgot the point I was trying to make.
Sure, that'll happen. But no, I mean, I agree. It's hard to, I mean, for us, not having everything in front of us, that I'm sure people are doing a better job of, like, knowing where this, because that's something I did here, was like, you could really see the seams of, like, this was shot then and this was that. And I actually didn't see that. It actually, the way that it's structured makes sense. Like, you have the big moment in the beginning that makes him not want to be Daredevil anymore. You have this lull where he's not there, not lull, but these episodes where he's not Daredevil,
right?
And then he becomes Daredevil, and you have this big, big finale. It feels like a good season of television, actually, like a cohesive story.
It absolutely does. And you just reminded me of what I was saying. So I don't know how this original incarnation started, because one of the things that came out of the retooling was that Karen and Foggy were brought back into it. They weren't even going to be in it. And
wild.
I think the fucking outright assassination of Foggy Nelson that starts this season off is such an amazing, gutsy thing. And it actually puts real stakes on the table.
Yes.
It puts an urgency to everything. And, like, frankly, the fact that it's not just, like, Eldon Hansen fucking laying in a bed in a coma for nine episodes. You know, they just fucking killed this guy. And, like, while I like him, I also appreciate shows that can sacrifice characters for the story and build on that. And, like, I'm genuinely curious, how did they plan to start this whole Born Again saga without that? Because what a fucking inciting incident.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. Patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.